For many years, one of the features of our fall campaigns for governor, as for president, has been a series of debates, usually three, between the major candidates. If you've ever been involved in high school forensics, you know these aren't technically debates at all, but sort of joint interview sessions where the candidates are grilled by panels of journalists or questioned by citizens in a kind of town hall format. These have their drawbacks. The media, for example, focus way too much on appearances and style and on whether any candidate makes a mistake. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be a verbal mistake. The first George Bush came in for withering criticism when, in his debates with Bill Clinton, he was caught looking at his watch while Clinton was attempting to answer a young woman's question about the economy. Bush seemed to give the impression he was bored and couldn't care less. These debates can be devastating. 4 years ago, Republican gubernatorial candidate Dick DeVos was so inarticulate in his first debate with Jennifer Granholm that his chance of an upset victory may have ended right there. However, these debates are also useful in a larger sense because they allow us to measure these candidates against each other and to find out what their positions are on a wide range of issues. This has never been more necessary than this year. Michigan is in a profound, long-term crisis, and we have seldom had candidates for governor whom we knew less about. Virge Bonaro has been largely unknown outside Lansing. Rick Snyder has never run for anything before, and almost nobody heard of him before his nerd commercial in January. But as of now, it looks like debates won't happen for one simple reason. Snyder doesn't want a debate, if he can help it, and has used a flimsy excuse to cancel debate negotiations. He's sitting on an enormous lead in the polls. People want change and want to believe in him, so a lot of people are assuming that their positions on the issues are his. In reality, we don't really know where he stands on many things. Once we find out what Snyder stands for, he's almost guaranteed to lose some people. He also isn't very much at ease in this format. He wasn't especially good in the few primary debates he attended before he stopped going to them. Virge Bonaro, on the other hand, has been doing this sort of thing all his life. He may not be especially polished, but he's full of aggressiveness and energy. He also has some ideas he deserves to be grilled about, such as his proposal for a State Bank of Michigan. Like most underdogs, he's eager to debate. True, that may be largely self-serving. But what he said about Snyder yesterday rings true. This is the guy that wants the job, but doesn't want to go through the interview for the job. 8 years ago, we elected a governor with little experience, based largely on her charm. Most think she wasn't all that effective. Now we have a leading candidate who has no government experience and who's been vague about what he wants to do. Wouldn't you think a job interview with us citizens should be mandatory?